The Antikythera mechanism is an ancient Greek contraption which has long been touted to be the world's oldest analog computer. It is a device with gears and wheels and inscriptions on it, and it was used to predict astronomical positions of the sun, moon, and five observable planets and eclipses many years, decades, and centuries in advance. It was retrieved from a piece of wreckage from a shipwreck that was recovered in 1900 to 1901. It has been dated by many experts to various years in the past, to about 87 BCE or even older, between 100 and 150 BCE. The shipwreck itself is dated to 60 to 70 BCE, so naturally the instrument must be older. Machines with this level of complexity, with gears and turning wheels, did not appear in history again until the Middle Ages, especially in the 14th century when clockwork began to appear. To ensure the accuracy of this astronomical clock, the day it began or its day zero needs to be determined. That's the calibration for it. So for over a century, scientists have been trying to figure this date out. In a bit of new research out in the form of a preprint, Greek scientists have proposed the date of the day zero for this device to be December 23rd of the year 178 BCE. At the same time, there are other experts who think that it is even older, at 204 BCE. So why is this Antikythera mechanism considered to be the world's oldest analog computer? Because this device is basically the world's oldest geared machine that could calculate numbers and predict outcomes. What did it calculate? Astronomical cycles. It was able to predict eclipses, the cycles of the sun and the moon, as well as the five classical planets. The classical planets are those that can be seen with the naked eye even today and have been observed throughout history. So they're also a part of most religious and religious calendars. They're also a part of our regular calendars. Think of the names of the days of the week in whatever languages you speak. Sunday is for sun, Monday is for moon, and then come the planets. Tuesday is for Mars, Wednesday for Mercury, Thursday for Jupiter, Friday for Venus, and Saturday for Saturn. These five planets were known to humanity through the ages, but Uranus and Neptune were discovered after the telescope was refined and our mathematics was complex enough. Uranus was spotted in 1781 completely by accident and was then observed and monitored. And perturbations in its orbit were observed, which indicated that there was likely another gravitationally strong planet that was pulling at it in a direction opposite to the sun's pull. So Neptune's existence was actually predicted, and then the planet was searched for through telescopes and subsequently discovered, or rather identified, in 1846. The Antikythera device was discovered in a shipwreck off the Antikythera island in Greece. The divers in the year 1900 retrieved all kinds of ancient cargo and noticed that what they thought was a bit of rock had a gear wheel embedded in it. They realized that this rock was actually an ancient mechanical device. Since it was embedded within a rock, X-ray and gamma ray scans were done of it. The metals in it, of course, stand out in these scans and photographs. The first paper from the 1950s, from 1959, describing the working of the mechanism, called the device a calendar computer, and scientists had figured out by then that it was used to calculate the motion of stars and planets. Now our technology has improved tremendously and we know much more about the device. The device is what we call a horologium, a machine that calculates positions of stars and planets and uses gears to make predictions of astronomical phenomena. It is also called an astronomical clock. It is different from a celestial globe, which is a 3D map of the stars and constellations. It is also different from an astrolabe or an armilla, which shows celestial features like the ecliptic, which are important for astronomical calculations. That's the one that we see in the title sequence of Game of Thrones. Historically, we've only had a handful of examples of astronomical clocks predating the 14th century, when actual clocks and clockwork mechanisms started appearing all over Europe. As soon as clockwork appeared, it started being used for astronomy work. And yet, the oldest by far that we're aware of is the Antikythera clock. This machine has a fixed central gear in the main wheel in the middle, around which other moving gears rotate. It modeled the skies in concentric circles, the epicyclic motion before Copernicus, where Greeks believed that, number one, bodies moved in circles, not ellipses as we know today, and number two, the solar system was geocentric, or with the Earth as the center instead of the sun. What was interesting though was that even though the ancient Greeks believed that everything went around in circles, the device actually models for an elliptical orbit, meaning that there were mathematical offsets in the mechanisms which compensated for when the moon comes close to Earth in its orbit and goes around the Earth faster. This can be observed in the mechanics of elliptical motion. The Greek mathematician Hipparchus was the one to first describe this, and experts actually believe that he was consulted on the design of this Antikythera mechanism. Linear tomography and X-rays have revealed that this clock has inscriptions that describe the cycles of Venus and Saturn extremely accurately. Its front face had markings that indicated the positions of the sun and the moon and the zodiac, or the constellations as observed from Earth. Today, experts believe that the device originally had 37 gears in total, of which only 30 have survived. The gears that move the mechanisms for the sun and moon have survived, but the ones for the planets have been destroyed. On the back of the device is a tracker for a cycle that spans a period of 223 months called a Ceres, when the sun, moon, and Earth all come back to the same exact positions. There is also a tracker for solar and lunar eclipses. From the way that the gears turn and line up, the authors of this paper conclude that the start date for this mechanism, the date from which the calibration begins to track celestial movement, would have been on an annular solar eclipse, or the kind of solar eclipse where a ring of fire is visible and which needed to persist for a slightly longer duration. So the authors of the paper calculated in which Ceres cycle an annular eclipse was present by going through NASA's eclipse database, and they found that there was one that occurred on December 23 of 178 BCE, which was a long annular solar eclipse. In fact, the authors believe that this eclipse could have actually been the reason for constructing a device like this in the first place, to be able to predict other astronomical phenomena, because on this day, many astronomical phenomena happened simultaneously. The date was a new moon. The new moon was at apogee, or the farthest point from Earth. There was a solar eclipse. It coincided with the winter solstice, which fell on this day and which is also prominently displayed on the device. And the sun had entered Capricorn. Not everyone agrees with this reasoning though. Other multiple independent teams have come to the conclusion in the past that the start date was somewhere in 204 BCE because of inconsistencies in the calculations of Ceres cycles. This date still remains a contender. This device is extremely sophisticated and it shocked scientists when it was discovered. But the existence of this device did not come out of the blue. There would have been predecessors and prototypes earlier. So when was this built, and have there been records of even older devices? There might have been. Archimedes may have designed one, or even this very one, because there are writings about how Archimedes had an important device for tracking the movement of the sun and the moon and the five planets. It was a treasured object, but this has been described as spherical in shape, whereas the Antikythera was a box. That said, these descriptions indicate that the Antikythera was not really a very unique device. It's just that no other devices from this time have survived.